KBMW.
907, good morning, and what a morning. 57 right now and a whole lot of sunshine. It is Tuesday, August 30th. Time to let the talk around begin. I got a full classroom today. I love this. Steve Dietrich and Sherry Bellin from Action Realty. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
And I always ask the same question every Tuesday. How is it in the world of buying and selling homes?
Just plugging along, doing our thing.
I'll throw that out to both of you so you can chime in.
A little hit and miss, I think.
Okay.
But, you know, we're eager to get those listings out there, and we've got buyers and, you know, keep this process going.
Well, and I said, too, it's kind of like in your line of work, you can always expect the unexpected. You don't really know which direction it's going to go.
That's true.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
You get a house out there you think should sell right away and it doesn't, and then you put one out there that you're thinking, oh boy.
Right.
And bang, it's gone.
Well, we've been talking interest rates pretty much every week, and now they're likely to go back up. Is that what we're to understand?
Yeah, that's what I think is gonna happen with the Fed's, you know, gonna raise, they say three more times this year yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to affect, you know, the mortgage rates too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's kind of a trickle down thing. And I would imagine that doing what you do, you keep a pretty close eye on that.
Well, it's definitely a factor for everybody, you mm-hmm. know, unless you're paying cash, which, you know, most people don't have that luxury. So, yeah, rates are definitely an everyday thing.
So I'm going by a house yesterday in Breckenridge. It's got an Action Realty sign out with a big sold thing on it. And there's a lady standing out there, and she's got like two dogs. And I thought, okay, I'm going to ask Steve and Sherry this tomorrow morning. Do you ever have people that are looking to buy a home, and they come in, and they want to tailor it to their pets? And it's like, well, we've got like two dogs, or, you know, we've got two dogs and a cat, and we're kind of looking for a home specifically that works with the pets. You ever get anything like that?
You know, a lot of times we have people say, I need a fenced-in yard for my dog.
Right.
So we hear that quite often, I think.
Well, and the reason I ask is because people are getting ridiculous in this country about spoiling their pets, too. And so I'm just thinking, you know, I can see people wanting to buy a home and going, yeah, well, you know, it just won't be big enough, or it, you know, it's not going to be good enough for Rover.
Exactly.
You know, so and again, with the years of experience that you have at Action Realty, I bet you have had some strange requests. You know, I won't ask you to bring anything to mind right away, but I bet through the course of years, you have had people come in and say, well, this is kind of what I'm looking for. And you go, what?
Well, I guess every once in a while you kind of stand back and scratch your head about requests. But, mm-hmm. you know, I think for the most part, it's what you think it's probably mm-hmm. going to be in the general of things. But every right. once in a while, you've got somebody with idiosyncrasies or, in some cases, handicap.
Yeah.
You know, where then
you
need to tailor to that, too.
Right.
So that can be a factor.
Okay. So you do get some special requests at times.
Yes.
I want to bring this up, too, because we haven't talked about this in a while, too. People looking to get into real estate, or people listening to this, and they go, you know what? This is something I'd really like to get into. You know, you've offered that up before, too, that, you know, as far as an internship or as far as people coming into Action Realty and kind of learning the trade, people can certainly do that, too, correct?
Exactly. You know, if somebody is interested, give us a call and, you know, we can answer the questions that they may have. And also, if they want a job shadow and just see what a normal day in real estate
right.
is, you know, we'd be happy to have them along. But if they need information on the education part of it and the testing, yeah, just give us a call. We're here to help.
All right. And that leads me to my next question, and then I'm just going to totally leave you alone. I'm going to ask you both this. Best part of your job? Steve, you go first.
Well, I know when I first started, it was selling the house. It was exciting to see buyers get excited. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, sellers do too because they get it sold. But I always used to just be excited about the buyers. You know, I never used to go looking for listers. But
right.
it kind of changes over the years. You know, they always say listing is king and selling is queen because,
right.
you know, the person who has the listing obviously is guaranteed, you know, a part of the commission
mm-hmm.
no matter what, who sells it. So
right.
But just there's some flexibility and some freedom, you know, within the job too. If you've got kids and you need some time to go here or go there, you have the ability to block your schedule.
Right.
You know, so the flexibility, I think, has always been a big thing for me. That's why I never think twice about going to work. I like my job, and I realize that if I need to do something, you know, I can usually fit it in. There's mm-hmm. times when you just can't.
Okay.
Most of the time you can.
Great answer. Sherry, we'll turn it over to you.
You know, I would have to agree. I think what first got me into real estate was the flexibility. Mm-hmm. I'm a mom number one, and you know, work is next. So, as a single mom, I've been able to be at the kids' activities, and it just works great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the excitement of buyer and sellers, though, it's fun to connect a buyer with the right home for them.
Okay. So, people listening to this, and it's like, yeah, I want to check this out. Just come in and see you, or just give you a call.
Either way, they can find us at 419 Dakota Avenue in Wapton, or they can call 642-4700.
Fantastic. Great having you both in here. And a pleasure every Tuesday just to see your smiling faces. So
thanks for having us.
Get outside, enjoy some of this gorgeous weather. We'll talk again next Tuesday, okay?
Sounds great.
Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We're talking real estate every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Get into the shade and cool off with great hometown radio all summer long. Mornings with Dablo, weekdays on AM 1450 KBMW, the Voice of the Valley.